Once again, I want to remind you guys that the Herbst family from Bristol, Rhode Island, are matching all gifts this hour up to $20,000 in honor of their close friend, Mike Canale. Call 877-738-1234 or go to jimmyfund.org now to obviously double your impact in the fight against cancer. And our thanks to the Herbst family. So whatever you are able to gift, well, they're going to double it for you, and we appreciate it. Joining us right now is Tim O'Keefe from Stoneham and also Dr. Elizabeth Bookbinder. Tim, I'm going to tell you this. I've been doing all 18 of these. I can probably think of 30 cases where people have said to me, I found out that there was something wrong because my wife bugged me about it.
Yes.
And that happened for you, too.
That certainly happened for me. I mean, this my journey starts about 11 years ago. And I had a mole on my left ear that I was not concerned about at all. But my wife, Gina, who was my girlfriend at the time, kept urging me to get it checked out. And eventually I did, mainly just to appease her. And it turned out to be melanoma. And
turned out she knew what she was doing.
She knew what she was doing. And I eventually had it removed. And, you know, they told me that, you know, there's a very low likelihood that it could ever come back, that I'd ever hear from this again. And, you know, that was my initial diagnosis. I kind of have, the unfortunate opportunity to have two diagnoses, basically. 8 years then went by. And I then was sitting at work one day and felt the back of my neck and felt a lump on the back of my neck, and my stomach kind of dropped, and you know, I knew right away what it was. And I then went in to get it checked, and my wife had just found out a few days before that she was pregnant with our second child. And you know, I didn't want to overly stress her in any way. So I kind of kept it to myself, but I actually got a call confirming that it was the melanoma that had returned on the day we were going in for her ultrasound. And I think we were in the ultrasound, and I had looked, looking at Noella, and my wife turned to me and said, you know, are you ready to be a daddy again? And it all came. I broke down at that moment, and it kind of all came out at that point.
And Dr. Bookbinder, it hasn't exactly been an easy treatment for him either. Talk about all the different things that he's gone through.
Quite a range of different treatments. So melanoma these days, actually, luckily, I mean, years ago it wasn't the case, but now we have a lot more options in terms of treatment than we ever did, which is amazing, thanks to amazing research that's happened. So one area that's amazing is immunotherapy, so using the immune system to fight the cancer, which Tim had, and then also now targeted therapies, which actually go in and target very specific genetic changes within the cancer itself and can work really well to treat cancers as long as one of those mutations is present. So he's been through the gamut in terms of different treatments and luckily is doing well.
And I would think, just based on initial experience, that your hands are full most days.
They're a bit full, but I mean, these guys, these two here, are what you know, what give you the strength to do it every day. I mean, my goal is to be here for them, and you know, I'm not going to lie, there's still good days and bad days, and sometimes on the bad days, he may come in and say, Dad, let's go outside and shoot some hoops, and I'll be right there behind them, because they kind of give you that energy and strength.
And how much, I mean, how much do they even know? How much can you even really explain to them? Obviously very young, they know something's not right, or what do they know?
He definitely knows. I mean, I think Noella, you know, picks up on things too. And
sure.
I think what they see is, you know, surgeries or Dad taking medication every day. And what's that for? I don't, you know, they certainly don't know the scope of it, but they definitely pick up on the little things.
Dr. Bookbinder, we talk all the time as people donate and as they make gifts, we talk about the importance and the research and moving forward. I mean, you're worrying about Tim now and his treatment now, but you're also worrying about what you do for people who follow Tim.
Right. And the amazing thing is how much we have advanced, but there's still such a need. There's still so many people where these treatments don't work or work for a time. And so there's still so many next steps we need, new treatments. And then the other thing we're really putting a lot of energy into is treating this even earlier. So for a patient like Tim, where it came 6 years later, making it so it never came back if you have a high-risk melanoma, doing treatment earlier on so that patients don't have to go through a lot of what he's gone through.
And melanoma normally for older people, right? Isn't it the average age older?
So
or no?
Melanoma is a really tough one. We have a range of patients, and it's a cancer that even can hit kids. It's a really tough one in terms of there is no... Often it does happen in older people, but we also have a lot of young patients as well.
Well, it's great to visit with all you guys. Yeah. As I said, you got your hands full most days, I can tell. But it's great to see. And by the way, listen to Gina, okay? When she talks, you listen. It's been my experience. It works out better that way for everybody. Good
to
see
you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Tim O'Keefe joining us, also Dr. Elizabeth Bookbinder. We're happy to have all of them join us along with their children here as we continue on. I'm going to help or hope that you guys can help us give hope to patients by joining Dana-Farber's President's Circle, a gift of $1,500 or more. Rich talked about some of those gifts. Help us reach our goal of recruiting 25 donors of $1,500 or more. Please call 877-738-1234, or you can go online to jimmyfund.org and give to help us strike out cancer.
Do you want to hear me butcher a few names here?
Oh,
I'm not great
do
at
I
names.
Ever.
Brian and Bobby Benedoce donated $5,000.
Wow.
For $5,000, I should get your name right, but I apologize. In memory of their mother, Barbara McCabe, Justin Exeter donated $5,000, and George Eroldi of South Hadley, Mass. Donated $1,000. So special thank you to all of them as we approach $1.7 million and counting.
A few minutes ago, we played one of our rejoiners, and it was Derek Jeter asking people to help support the Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. And I said, for today, this Red Sox fan can't say anything bad about Derek Jeter. For today, this Red Sox fan can't say anything bad about Alex Rodriguez, who joins us on the line right now. A-Rod, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you very much for having me, and thank you for all your good work.
Thank you very much for joining us. When you were a player in the major leagues, did you know right off the bat that there was a Jimmy Fund in Boston and the Red Sox were connected to it?
100%. I mean, one thing that is synonymous with the Red Sox is how much they give back. And Jimmy Fund is like the first thing that you hear that is synonymous with the brand. The people in New England.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.